America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Well, we're going to start a brand new thought today that I hope will be a help to you. If you have a Bible and you'd like to look with me just for a text verse, I'm looking at Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 10. Father, will you bless our study together? In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 10, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And I'm interested in that word opportunity, O-P-P-O-R-T-U-N-I-T-Y, 11 letters. Now, this word opportunity means a measure of time. And opportunities only come, sometimes only come once in a lifetime. Sometimes they come more. Now, in this context of the verse, it's talking about physical help for especially those that are saved. But I believe a spiritual application can be made about helping doing things spiritually in your opportunity, as we have opportunity. Now, our lives are filled with opportunity, and our days are filled with a lot of opportunity. And we must know and be wise enough and discern the Holy Spirit enough to take care of the opportunities that we have. Now, some have opportunities more than others. For instance, some preachers have more opportunities to preach than others. Some people that have talent have more opportunities than, say, other people. But whatever God has given you and wherever God has put you, I learned this years ago, bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you're, all of us can't do the same thing. God has not called me to go into the big cities and have a big radio network. Although we're reaching some big cities now, God's called me to the hills and the hollers with the radio ministry. And so you must do what God has called you to do. Preacher, may I encourage you and say this. If you have a smaller congregation, you are just as important in the eyes of God as the man that has the large congregation. Now, in the Bible, we know that the church of Corinth was a large church. But we also know that the church in Philemon's house, which was the church of Colossae, was just as important as the church at Corinth. And so we see that whatever you're doing for God, if God is in it, if God's signed off on it, if God's okayed it, then, my friend, it is as important as anything else. And so we must realize that our opportunities that we get in life to do things for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope that you will take advantage of your opportunities that you have. Now, let me just say this, this being the program, A Call for Revival. I believe that right now we have an opportunity for revival in this country. I believe that we need a moral revival. I believe we need a revival of the heart. I believe we need a revival of the mind. I believe we need a revival in many, many areas. I believe we need God's touch. But right now is the time. If we're ever going to do anything, right now is the time to do it. And, you know, you say, "Well, preacher, I'll wait a while, and I'll just do it 10 years down the road." Well, I thought that about prayer, you know, one time. I thought, I was 27 years old. God was burdening me about praying. I thought, I'll get it done. And years went by. And, you know, over 30 years it went by, and I still haven't done what I wanted to do concerning prayer. Opportunities sometimes are brief, and we better take advantage of the opportunities that we have.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.